about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, The Land of Fluff. Time ago, in the mythical land of Nod, there lived a kingdom run by the gentle King Sorvel and his magical, playful kingdom. One day, the king decided to call forth all of his advisors to find out why there was such discontentment in the kingdom.
I, King Sorvel, want to know why there's discontentment in my kingdom.
Yes, my lord. It could be because our castle is completely inflatable.
Oh, that causes discontent amongst the populace.
Well,
yes. That's interesting.
That's because we have all these children running around and mothers are starting to get worried.
Interesting. You... Master of Arms. Master of Arms. Would you someone wake up the Master of Arms?
Oh, I'll wake him up. Hold on. Give me a second. Master of Arms, could you wake up, please?
What a nappy poo. What do you want now?
I want to know why the people are so discontented with the kingdom.
Well, it's probably because we live in a world of pansies. A bunch of fluffy...
But I planted those. I planted those because I thought they would make everyone happy. I'm sorry.
They make me happy. I love the pansies. Ooh, I could...
I prefer tulips. I prefer the tulips, okay? I come from a land that has lots of tulips, lots of daffodils, a lot of daisies. We don't have pansies where we come from. But here I am now in this kingdom that is loaded with pansies. And I don't even know why I'm here.
Well, because you're the toughest person around, and the toughest person gets to be the Master of Arms. And you've got the biggest arms we in the whole kingdom.
You're just saying that because I won the last pillow fight.
Oh, did someone say pillow fight? I'll take you up on that.
Why do we have pillows in the conference room anyways?
Oh, the feathers are flying.
Hold on. I am Fidel Chachunuhana Chelebohola Est Gandalo, and I am here to represent the peoples, and we want to say that the kingdom, we don't like it no more, and that's why we're going to start revolution soon.
Revolution? In my kingdom? Never. Master of Arms, bring out the tickle guns and slaughter this man.
Well, sir, you can't say the word slaughter.
Oh, I mean, tickle him to... Sleepy Poo?
Oh, I've been waiting to tickle someone to Sleepy Poo ever since I've been transferred here.
Hold on a second, because if you try to tickle me to Sleepy Poo, I am going to get my gun and pop a cap into your ass.
Oh my!
Ass? I don't understand his language.
Oh, I think I'm getting sick.
Okay, listen up. We are sick to death of all this cutesy footsy pootsy poo. And we're going to have a revolution, and we are going to take care of you guys, and we're going to kick you out, and turn the kingdom into a big, giant commune.
Oh, you know what Senor PK needs? Oh, he needs a big, giant, fluffy teddy bear.
What?
Because he is Mr. Grumpy Pants right now.
Don't do this to me. This is embarrassing.
Come on, let's get him a teddy bear,
you guys.
Stop, this is embarrassing. Stop.
Let's give him a blow-up elephant, too.
That is it. You've insulted me for the last time. I am going off to go to see my brothers of revolution, and then we are going to come back. And we're going to put your heads on pikes.
Oh, put our heads on pikes. That's lovely. Hey, you know what you need? You need a candy cane, senor. A nice, lovely candy cane. That's the kind of pike we're going to give you.
I can't believe he's going to honor us by painting our faces on pikes. Oh, lovely.
I cannot believe you just stabbed me to the heart with a candy cane. Oh, you sick bastard.
Oh, how delightful. Somebody Meeting. Clean this up.
Kill me, but you cannot kill the revolution.
A fruit punch is coming across the floor. We need a janitor. Janitor, can someone pick this up, please?
I say, this is the strangest man I've ever seen.
Kill? All we did was offer him treats until he couldn't handle it anymore.
And now he's sleeping.
I don't know about everyone else, but I'm famished. I say we go get some cotton candy. Hold on a second. Am I right?
First, we must do something nice for this man. Help him meet the underwater fishy people by throwing him into the moat, and he can live with them for the rest of his life.
Oh, yes!
Absolutely.
Grand idea! We just got some new bitesy special fishies, and he's just going to...
Oh, they're going to nibble on him.
Oh, so many toothy kisses.
Meanwhile, in the camp of the revolutionaries, miles away in the forgotten kingdom of Yore.
I don't think our friend is coming back. He was gone to the king about, 2 days ago. I don't know. What about you, Frank? What do you think?
You know what?
What?
I don't think we're being hard enough on these fruits. I think we need to get ourselves a few tanks and ride on in there, guns blazing.
That's not a good bad idea.
And show these idiots that teddy bears, candy canes, lollipops, and bananas aren't gonna make us happy.
But gumdrops would make me happy.
Yeah, gumdrops aren't bad, but have we been offered gumdrops yet?
No.
No, we haven't. So here's what I say we do.
Okay.
I say we gather our AKs, we gather our M16s, mm-hmm. we gather every bit of weaponry we can, and we assault this inflatable castle until it cannot stand our assault any longer.
So, like, we put a match to it, or what?
Yeah, I've also got a little simpler idea. I went to the local department store and bought a whole bunch of needles. We can just kind of poke at it until it pops.
Oh, that's a good idea.
In case the guns don't work.
No, it's true. That's good. But there's one thing. What about the King's Guard?
Oh, the King's Guard. I didn't think about that.
You know, they're like 50 feet tall.
We're gonna...
Hi. Oh. Hi. I'm your fairy godmother.
What? A fairy godfather?
Oh. Godmother?
Oh.
What do you think I am?
Well, you've got a hairy chest. I got confused. Sorry.
And you do insist on being called James.
Yeah, well, sorry. I haven't shaven in a little bit. And James is androgynous. It can work for both male or female. Come on.
Sure.
Then why do you stuff your pants?
He's got you there. You got the big stuffed pants. I'll tell you that much. You got more junk in your pants than I got. Ooh.
That's just because it's shifted. It's supposed to be in the back. Hold on. All right.
Whoa,
there we go.
Look
now
at the rump on that thing,
yeah?
Huh?
Yeah. Now I look like Jay.
He's got a lot of junk in his trunk, I'm telling you. Yeah. But we're not interested in that.
My junk could be in your trunk. Ooh.
I just came to let you know that I'm here to help you with your problem with facing the 50-foot guardsman.
Oh, good. So you're going to be able to kill him?
No, but I can provide you with weaponry.
Ooh, what kind of weapons? missiles, tall missiles, napalm, what?
Just a few Glocks and AKs.
Oh, this is the kind of fairy godfather or mother or thing.
Mother, jeez.
God thing that we need.
There's only one catch.
Uh-oh. What's the catch?
If you don't use them by midnight, they'll turn into pumpkins.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
We're like, 15 hours away from the kingdom. How are we going
to
do that?
Why is it that every gun I buy turns into a pumpkin after a night? I swear to God, I have a pumpkin field in my backyard trying to assault this stupid inflatable castle. Can I not have one normal gun?
Well, maybe if we moved our base a little bit closer to the castle, we might have a better chance of getting them.
Yeah, that's true. The march is about a 3 days march.
Well, here's the thing, is I could provide you with a train, but it also turns into a pumpkin at midnight.
Man, that is better than nothing. I think
the only other problem
it.
Is it's 11:30.
Let's
get in that train really fast.
Okay, brothers, let's load up.
And at 11:59, we are jumping out because I do not want to be inside of a pumpkin again.
There's too many porn sites about that. I tell you that much. On our way.
I'm gonna go fly towards that light over there. It's so beautiful.
No, that's not...
Oh, our fairy godmother went into the bug light, didn't she?
Yeah, well, it gets rid of the mosquitoes, too, so it's a win-lose situation. I'll keep it here.
Well, okay, then we better be going on our way, or we're never going to get there in time.
Yeah, hurry up, let's go.
As Prime Minister, I have to say that the revolutionary is almost...
Prime Minister!
Yes.
Oh, yes! I have your brand new pumpkin pie that I made for you! It's not the castle chef, the greatest chef in the world!
Why is everything you make made out of pumpkin?
I don't know. I walk around in the backyard, I walk around outside, I see pumpkins lying everywhere. I figured I would turn them into delicious works of art. For you to eat, of course.
I've had too many pumpkins in my life. I'm spitting up pumpkin seeds.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. Here, spit them into this baggie. I'm going to go ahead and use that as more pumpkin special recipes.
Hold on a second. Is that enough seeds for you?
That's fine. The castle will be ready for dinner. Okay. See you guys later. You guys have your big special Prime Minister Kingy meeting.
Thank you. As I was saying, as Prime Minister, I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about destroying... I'm sorry. Cuddling the resistance movement until they couldn't stand it any longer.
Yes, cuddling them to death. I mean, cuddling them to lack of life.
Well, all right, then.
Where's the king right about now?
The king is in his snuggle zone right now with the queen, doing floopsy, ploopsy, boopsy.
Last time I checked, they were snuggling really hard.
I haven't played floopsy, poopsy, bloopsy in ages.
In fact, if you want to, we could play it after this meeting, if you want.
I can't wait!
Well, the problem with you is you can't play floopsy-ploopsy-floopsy because you're flopsy-plopsy-blopsy.
Well, the problem is whenever I play floopsy, I seem to lose the hole. I don't know where it's at. It's a hard game to play.
At least you're not playing toopsy-toopsy-woopsy.
That's disgusting.
That would be awkward.
I don't understand any of these innuendos, but I think we should move on to discussion about the resistance movement.
Well put.
What a buzzy-wuzzy kill.
As Prime Minister, I have to admit, these revolutionaries are becoming more of a problem. Magically, a train track has appeared in front of the castle.
A magical train track?
Which means a magical train should be coming here any minute.
Oh, goody. That means we're either going to have the grand special ball, or the revolutionaries are going to attack us and destroy our castle. And by destroy, I mean give us vegetables, which we all would rather have gumdrops.
No, by destroy, you mean they're going to pop our castle.
Sorry.
Let's not mince words, gentlemen. We are up to our ears in doo-doo.
Oh, did somebody ask for a doo-doo? I can make us some of that, too. I didn't think you guys liked that.
Right now, it is 12:45. If they get here before midnight, we are doomed.
This could only be the work of James, that fairy, I tell you.
On the bright side,
I'm going to fry the doo-doo in pumpkin oil and give it to you guys. I hope your stomachs are hungry.
You upset my stomach. But anyways, we must go to action soon. If not, they will be here and destroy us. If they aren't, then, well, there'll be a pumpkin, in which case we can destroy them. Either way, action must be performed now.
Well, I just have to let you know that, fortunately for us pumpkin lovers, I brought my pumpkin carving set with me, so we can make jack-o'-lanterns out of them.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I'm gonna make another jack-o'-lantern.
I'm just gonna let you
king.
Know that I'm going to claim the witch design over here that I have on this piece of paper, so...
Well, give me the Frankenstein one. I love doing that.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to make one of all of you guys all standing around.
Actually, come to think of it, we've been standing around doing nothing this entire time while the threat is still heading towards us. Anyone have any course of action which we can do, which is not violent sounding yet decisive?
Well, maybe we should get the guards to guard the castle? Maybe they can bounce their way out into the front gate?
Not the happy tree giants. They're busy watering the gardens. They don't have time to be bothered with a revolution.
Well, if they hadn't drank it so much, they wouldn't be watering the gardens. Tell them to get on their jobs and go out there and block any trains coming in.
Okay.
Oh, is that the waterfall I walked through to get in?
Giants, put your hoses away! Yes, pull those pants back up! You have to stop the revolutionaries! They're at the front gate now! Go, go! No, the trees can water themselves from now on. Go! Okay, I'm sorry.
That's why I'm Prime Minister. Decisive actions, decisively done.
And that's why... I don't even know what I do around here.
I thought you were the court jester.
I don't know, just give me some shud.
Hold on a second. Get one of the tree giants to give him some Chardonnay.
Sorry, did you guys ask for a Chardonnay?
I did.
Okay, hold on, I've got to go to the bathroom, and I'll add some pumpkin spice to it.
I love delicious. The pumpkin spice Chardonnay.
Meanwhile, on the train, heading towards the kingdom.
Oh my god, what time is it?
It's almost midnight. We're about 10 minutes away.
Yep, we're almost there. I can definitely see. I can definitely see the cat walls coming on up. Yep, over there.
I'd agree with what he said if I could understand it, but I can't.
I'm gonna put him on call and fire. We'll be there.
Oh my god, we gotta hurry up.
Why is he our interpreter, by the way?
Look, have you tried speaking their language?
No.
Do you know what cream pie fluffy pants means?
I thought it was a sexual thing, is it not?
Well, you know more than I thought you did. It is.
I'm good. What can I say?
If you don't want to walk around like you've been riding on a horse for 13 straight days...
I don't.
You don't want to know.
Yeah,
I know. You're still feeling the effects, I know.
What the heck did he say? I don't get what he's going on about, but I do know one thing...
Have you noticed he walks with a limp ever since he came back from the castle?
That's true, yes.
That's because they gave him the cutesy fluffy pants dance.
That ain't no cutesy.
And he's still singing the song from it. He either really enjoyed it or it really scarred him.
Cutesy fluffy pants.
I know that my brother had their fluffy pants dance if he never came back.
No. That's probably their most destructive weapon they've got. Oh. Well, our destructive weapon... Pumpkin turning AK-47s.
Yeah, they are completely destructive in any way, shape, or form if we could only get there.
You wonder why they have such an iron grip on us?
Why?
I swear to God, we are living in a land of oppression.
Tell it, brother. How would you mean?
We are sitting around with weaponry that turns into vegetables every midnight.
Yes, but we never go hungry.
Well, all they have to do is summon us to their castle. Do fluffy cutesy pants dances and offer us gardeny rainbows. And next thing you know, we're speaking in tongues, we're waddling around, we're limping everywhere we walk. We become shadows of our former selves. I can't handle this anymore. We've got to get to that castle and destroy this kingdom.
I think you might have a point. I don't know. I wasn't really listening because, you know, my AK-47 turned into a pumpkin a little early. But you have to admit one thing. When these things go wrong, at least there's always something to eat.
Oh my god, there it is. I see the cattle right over there.
Did he just say he saw the tree guys? Because that's what I'm looking at.
Yep, do drink up, water in the lawn.
That's really disgusting. I really don't understand why they have to water the lawn that way. Okay.
Well, he's natural, you know.
I'm sure it is. But on the count of three... We're gonna get out there, we're gonna guns blaze, and we're gonna destroy those guards as we storm this castle.
Alright, I'm open to that extra train.
Yeah. Alright.
Hey guys, don't forget me! Lieutenant Expendable! I'm here, and I'm ready to fight for you guys!
Thank God, Lieutenant Expendable, I've been waiting all... I didn't think you made it onto the train. I thought one of us was gonna have to go there and die first.
And don't forget about me, guys, I'm Private Redshirt.
Oh,
Private Red Shirt. I'm sorry. You guys are both wearing red shirts. Private Red Shirt and Captain Expendable. Private Lieutenant, whatever your name is. You're expendable. I don't care. Get out there, and you guys attack that first. You're our scouting party. We'll be right behind you with our guns.
Okay, but first, before I do it, I want to talk about my mother and how much I love her and how much she loves me. She wrote me a letter saying she can't wait to see me when I get back.
Yeah, and I have a wife and five children to go home to.
And I'm 3 weeks from retirement.
That's really sympathetic, you guys. Man, I really hope nothing...
And I've got quadruplets
really
on the way.
What happens to you. Wow.
I have a dog named Yeller who's sick. It only can be cured if I get
really
back.
You guys have really built up a lot of sentiment here in this train, and I hope nothing happens to you. But go out and make our people proud.
I cured cancer. Well, at least I'm going to.
Ooh, I think I'll help you with that when I get back.
It'll be fun.
Come on, let's go.
I see a couple of bugs walking towards
me. Wait, did they just push us out of the train? What? Oh, ho.
Ooh, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of-
I will take my club and destroy the bugs who will eat our trees.
Oh no!
I think I just saw some giants kill our guys.
Yep, they're good, yeah. Everywhere around.
Yeah, you know, we've only got 8 minutes before our guns turn to pumpkins.
Yep, now their guts are gumdrops. Eat up, you guys.
You know, at least it explains why everyone in the kingdom's so fat. You know, everything that goes wrong, it becomes food. I don't understand it, but there you go.
Hey, guy, look like James left one of us a rocket launcher. Who won't use that thing?
Did you understand the thing he just said?
Yeah, he said he could really go for lunch right now.
James?
So... There's the gumdrops that used to be Captain Expendable in Red Shirt. You can go ahead and eat that.
James left a rocket launcher.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and use that to destroy this castle.
Hold on a second. I want to know one thing. What the hell were you talking like that for? Because I did not understand you before a long time. What was your problem?
I'm talking about it on my way. I'm done right now.
Oh, okay. For a moment there, I thought there was something wrong.
No, but you know what? In the time it took to explain that, we have a rocket launcher that is now a giant pixie stick.
What, you mean that it became a pixie stick?
Yes.
Well, then maybe we should charge forward and attack the trees with
Maybe we can give him diabetes.
He's got a point there. Diabetes would really knock those trees for a loop.
Why don't they have diabetes yet? I swear to God, if it's not pumpkins, it's some sort of sugar-based candy these things are turning into.
Oh, if only I knew what they were thinking about in the castle right now. Maybe we could think of a plan to get out of this situation and
Well, maybe we should go to that.
Meanwhile, in the castle. The king has come to me and said that he wants us to do something a little more decisive than having trees stand around.
Yes, but they did take care of those two red shirts pretty easily. I just sent someone out there to gather the gumdrop guts.
Good. It's something for us to eat.
Goody, thank you very much. Dessert gumdrop pumpkin pixie out of all you guys. Oh, you guys are going to eat like kings and prime ministers. Injustice.
Yeah, well, that's what, because that's what we do every day.
And whatever it is I do.
You're the jester. Shut up.
I need more Chardonnay.
Would you go piss into a cup for him?
Not again. You've been drinking too much.
I'm so fine. All right. I'm well enough to drive.
I've decided what our next plan of attack is. It's fluffy, fluffy, boom, boom.
Fluffy, fluffy, and the boom, boom?
No. That's what we do after we capture prisoners. But before that, it's fluffy, fluffy, boom, boom. Get the cutesy missiles launched onto the front of the palace. It may take out the tree monsters and everything else, but then we will win. Anyone against that idea?
No, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I'm too drunk to even comprehend what's going on right now, so go for it.
Call in the Lord of the Missile Launchers.
Calling the Lord of the Missile Launchers!
Calling the Lord of the Missile Launchers!
Calling the Lord of the Missile Launchers!
He's out to lunch!
Oh. Alright then. Our next plan of attack is to wait.
I am the apprentice of the Lord of the Missile Launchers.
Apprentice of the Lord of the Missile Launchers.
Yeah, I think I can help you out with this.
Oh god. Not another one afflicted by Lewisism.
Lewisism is perhaps the most deadly disease that we have here in Fluffy Land.
Yeah, that's why I think you should probably let me fire the missiles before I die.
It affects one out of every 100 of us.
Remember, only you can prevent Lewisism. Your donations can help with these people who are afflicted. Please send your money to Fluffy Kingdom, Care of the King, P.O. Box 292, Station Zero, Fluffy Land.
The more you know!
Alright, can you actually launch the missile?
Well, I think I can try to do it!
Then go forth and prepare to launch the missiles onto our enemies.
Alright, I just gotta look at all the fluffy little gumdrop buttons that I got here.
The red one is the good one.
The red one? Well, we got a blue one here, and it looks like great! I wanna eat my. Maybe push that one. I'm gonna push the yellow one.
Meanwhile, outside!
I think we're getting closer to the castle. Maybe we should fire on it.
It's glorious. No, I want to bask in this moment. I've been waiting my entire life for this. I have to just stare at it for a while, probably just long enough for us to fail.
Okay, I'm going to warm myself by the fire we made out of the tree monsters. Would you like another marshmallow?
I'm just going to keep jumping into the wall here and bouncing off. You got fun.
Well, you do that and enjoy the wall. I'm going to have this marshmallow.
You poor soul who can't speak a word properly. Your vengeance is just about to happen.
Hey, you know, I think this marshmallow came from Ensign Georgie. I think it wants his intestine before they got killed.
Well, he was a good man. He was a great
and
soldier.
And he's a great marshmallow.
He's indeed an indelicious.
He is delicious.
He could be a great s'more, I think, too.
All right, I've had enough of this. Enough wallowing around thinking about how awesome this is. Somebody give me a gun.
What's that coming out to us from the sky?
That definitely looked like some guy metal.
Ah, crap. Quick, guys, get to the train.
Not again.
Oh, I think we're going to get fluffied in the boom boom.
God damn it, the train is a pumpkin.
As king, I want to say you have done a wonderful smash-up job in making our enemies think about how naughty they are and putting them in the corner.
Well, I definitely have to say great! Thank you, sir. Lewis is finally taking my life.
Well,
great!
At least that last year is over.
It's about time. Sometimes I think that we should just make the Lewisism inflicted individuals really quiet for the rest of their lives.
Well, as your king, I'd say that's a good idea. Let's do that. But
indeed.
First, I think everyone should take a pillow, go to bed, and put it over their heads and hold it tight until they sleep forever and ever. So I command.
Oh, I'm gonna hug that pillow like it was my own teddy.
I'm gonna bite my pillow.
And so the people of Happy Land took their pillows to bed and shoved them over their faces, thus smothering themselves to death, and they all lived happily ever after. The end.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure, starring Doc and the Red, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin, Written by Doc and the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale of Mysteries of the Mind. The King Penguin Production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting Mystery Mind adventures.